USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump visited the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta for an update on the spreading threat of the coronavirus, which has killed 14 Americans to date, and praised the scientists' efforts there. Trump also said that many people are getting better on their own, and that could be keeping the numbers down.
In this big, vast land of ours, this great country of ours, we have 240 cases. Most of those people are going to be fine.
President Trump also said he had no plans to cancel any of his upcoming rallies. President Trump announced on Twitter that Mick Mulvaney is out as acting White House Chief of Staff and top Trump ally Mark Meadows is in. As for Mulvaney, he will become the U.S. Special Envoy for Northern Ireland. Mulvaney's departure is not entirely unexpected, and the possibility of departure had been speculated as the impeachment chapter drew to a close. To stay up to date, listen online anytime at usaradio.com.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A SpaceX launch from Cape Canaveral will be the last for this model of rocket, and USA's Wendy King has the story.
Ignition, liftoff. At the end,
SpaceX is heading toward the International Space Station. The Falcon rocket, with its Dragon capsule, is carrying 2 tons of equipment and experiments. A few minutes after the launch, the first stage booster landed back at the Cape. The Dragon is to rendezvous with the space station on Monday. I'm Wendy King.
Time magazine has chosen 100 Women of the Year, selecting one trailblazing woman to represent each year from 1920 to 2019. It's a distinctive way to celebrate Women's History Month, but it's also an acknowledgement from many years that women's contributions were overlooked. For 72 years, Time's most anticipated cover was called Man of the Year until 1999, when the magazine changed the title to Person of the Year. Now, Time is giving the title to 100 women, some of whom waited a century for their honor. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The qualifying criteria for the next Democratic debate is out, and they managed to exclude the only veteran and only woman left in the race, Representative Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii. And it was announced that candidates still in the running for the Democratic presidential nomination will need to have earned at least 20% of the delegates awarded thus far in order to participate in the March 15th debate hosted by CNN and Univision in Phoenix. That means only former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont will be on next Sunday's stage. Had the Democratic National Committee not changed the rules, which required each candidate to have only won a single delegate, Gabbard would have qualified. In what is believed to be the first U.S. sports event held without fans because of the new coronavirus, Yeshiva University beat Worcester Polytechnic Institute in a Division III men's basketball NCAA tournament game in an empty gym at Johns Hopkins University. As the students walked by the athletic facility, there were police officers outside and signs on the doors reading, "No spectators." Only players, coaches, referees, employees, and media members were present, so the official attendance was zero. An NCAA COVID-19 advisory panel said that it's not recommending cancellation or public spacing of athletic and related events scheduled to occur in public places across the United States. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.